Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Stakel CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls still to come. Hopefully the Swedish pet regulations that are pretty crazy. We'll discuss those with you, but your calls are primary. So we go to the phones and to Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy, on the implant.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
There was a call straight after I phoned you on Saturday with some guy who was going on about the differences, wanted to tell you about the differences between comtrails and chemtrails. Snore.
Yeah.
And I do remember you kept telling him, you don't care. And he just seemed to ignore that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think this is a big problem with conspiracy theorists, that basically they just listen to the voices in their head and they don't actually listen to anyone else.
It does seem that way. Well, you should care. You should care about this.
That was the guy that told us that he was shocked we could even become talk show hosts since we didn't know anything about chemtrails.
Yeah, that's great.
I was going to connect this. Now, in the States, you have 9/11 truthers. Now, the equivalent here are those people who believe that Princess Di was bumped off.
Oh, okay.
There's all sorts of conspiracy theories that, you know, she was bumped off. Well, considering she died in a car accident, which was, by all accounts, pretty random, you know, I'd love to know how the state managed to, you know, orchestrate that one.
Oh, I'm sure they have their theories about that.
It's stupid. But anyways, I mean, they're sort of just coming to the end of the inquest. I know she died in 1997, but they're only holding the inquest now. And I've had 6 months of testimony, and a lot of this had to do with his son, of course, was going out with Princess Di at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Died in the car accident, and he's the one who's sort of led this conspiracy that the establishment bumped them off because she was pregnant, and you know the establishment couldn't be having a mixed race in them, which was actually completely stupid because it would be a PR coup for the government if one of the royals had a mixed race child.
What do you mean by that?
When
you say it could be a PR coup, what do you mean?
Well, basically, race. For instance, we have a far higher Islamic population in this country,
mm-hmm.
people from the Middle East, and basically, you know, there has been some racial strife between white and Asian, as not Asian as in Chinese Asian. And Middle Eastern. Especially after the 7/7 bombings, and
so that would show like a coming together of the races.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been something of a PR coup. But even before 9/11 and all that, there were problems, and so it would have been a PR coup for the government. And you know, so you're hardly going to bump Princess Di off if she was pregnant with a fired son.
Yeah, it's a good point. And why go through the trouble of trying to arrange an actual automotive accident that seems relatively complex? Wouldn't it have been easier to just poison her or something like that?
That has been pointed out so many times. Yeah, even with all the, I mean, this has, as I said, it's been an endless inquest. Even with this evidence, I bet you there will still be people who say, oh, it's a cover-up.
Sure, of course there will be.
You know, the full truth hasn't come out.
All right, well, and I'll ask the same question.
It came out on the 31st of August, 1997, when they went speeding into a tunnel and hit a pillar.
Yeah, and it really begs the same question that the 9/11 truthers and the chemtrail kooks and all those other guys around here that I always ask them, and that is, you know, well, what about it? So you've spent all this time researching this, and you've come to these conclusions. So? Now what?
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh, and I just want to copy on the pause reel thing. You were wondering why would people set up a pause reel or not come to the Free State Project?
Yeah, that's Paulville.
I can actually tell you why. Basically, some of the followers of Ron Paul basically do distinguish themselves from libertarians, especially when it comes to immigration and abortion.
Well, it is a gated community that's relatively near the border, so perhaps they want to keep out the brown folks.
Yeah, I get the feeling that it's going to be a gated community with a bunch of turrets up on the gates, because what you mentioned, Mark, that we're talking about this Paulville idea, and Ziggy, thank you for the call tonight. We talked about this Paulville idea last hour, and I think we've got somebody else on the line who wants to comment. But, you know, it's essentially people that are using the Free State Project idea, but on a much smaller scale in Texas, apparently. And they've already purchased some of the land, so they're trying to get a bunch of people who are apparently liberty-minded to move to this plot of land where I guess they're going to live free, which I think is a wonderful idea. But I might point out that there is no gate in Grafton. You mentioned, Mark, that there's the Free Town Project here in New Hampshire, where a similar concept has been going on for a number of years now. So they've got quite a jump on the Texas people. But there's no gate involved there because I don't think that they feel it's necessary. Why would you need a – what do you need a gate for exactly? Is there a lot of crime around this particular area? Well, isn't that normally the reason for the gated communities?
I guess it's to make people feel safe.
To keep the undesirables out? Well, if you live up here in New Hampshire, you feel pretty safe. I mean, it's a pretty safe place.
Sure is.
Very, very low amount of crime, and of course that has to do with the gun freedom here. But let's continue to talk to more people about this, because I think Chris is on the line in New Hampshire listening on Free Media Networks. Hello, Chris. Chris, in New Hampshire?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am personal friends with the people who are involved in the Paulville Project, and I wanted to offer you the chance to answer some questions about it, and at the same time mention that I moved from Hollywood to Manchester, New Hampshire, with involved as a Free State Project member, and was just up in Grafton the other day looking at land with a friend of mine. So.
Ah, fantastic.
So you're well informed on this subject.
So, yeah, how does it compare to the Free State Project?
Well, here's the point. There are some people who really just don't like the cold is part of it. And the other side of it, too, is that Texas actually is not such a bad state for other projects like this to take off in because of some of the laws that still exist. There's still a lodial title, for example, in Texas. But what we really have here is a very cheap land acquisition of 50 acres that a friend of mine offered up to a group and said, let's see if, you know, we can raise up enough money to buy all 50 at once, and then we'll all have land that we can fall back on in case anything happens. It's really not much more complex than that.
So it's really a bunker-type situation?
No, I wouldn't call it that. It's much more of a sustainable living experiment. You know, we have and I say we, I mean friends of mine, are really well informed on what it takes to live off grid and to use land to be sustainable, and there's just simply a difference of opinion on whether or not New Hampshire is the proper vehicle for that or not. Believe me, I tried to get these people to come to New Hampshire already.
Yeah, well, you know, and some people are simply not going to move from the cold, you know, into the cold. As hard as it may be for me to fathom being from Florida and knowing that our founding fathers went through Valley Forge and all those kind of things, some people just won't move into the cold for liberty.
And they should have a place to live, too.
God bless them.
I wish them the best of luck with this. I mean, what do you think they're – so you're saying that they're going to live there full-time, or it's going to be like a backup situation?
Well, I imagine much like the Free State Project, it's going to people over time will slowly move there and set up, there's a lot of study in sustainable living and earth ships and the like. So I think what's going to happen, the reason you're being rebroadcast on Free Media Networks right now is the guy, Jason Ebacher, who is the brains behind Paulville, is also the brains behind grabbing Free Talk Live and putting him on the air.
I talked to Jason. He's a good guy. So.
Yep, excellent man.
So now I looked at the map of where this Paulville location is, and it's like 60 miles east of El Paso. It's not really in the vicinity of anything. How close to the grid are they if they wanted to hook up to power or something like that? Is that even possible out there?
Yeah, there's actually, I believe there's phone and power already off the main road, so they would have to go have it wired up and stuff. But
that's good.
This is like prime solar real estate. Solar and wind, it will cost each, the average user probably somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 to set up wind and solar to completely get off grid on that one.
Well, let us know if they actually have any success with this, Chris. I'm sure you'll be keeping your eyes on it. And thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Well, I like the idea of competition between the freedom groups. I think it's fine. It'll bring us all up. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The Sinkle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious discussions, fun stuff as well. You'll find it all, and it's all totally free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Benjamin in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Benjamin.
I'm asking a question about New Hampshire and the Free State Project.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm currently in high school right now. I'm an 18-year-old anarcho-capitalist. But I'm thinking of either moving out west after I pursue a career in the water treatment industry or moving to New Hampshire.
I choose New Hampshire.
Of course we do.
What's the west?
One of the questions I had was, how can you get cheap land in New Hampshire?
Of course. New Hampshire has quite a variety in the options of land that you can purchase. So you can buy stuff in the middle of nowhere for next to nothing.
Right. Now, that's what cheap land means. One thing that you need to take into consideration is cheap land doesn't come near metropolitan areas anywhere in any state. Cheap land generally doesn't come with improvements like electricity, which is, you know, a big one. It doesn't come with improvements like broadband internet service, or for that matter, dial-up internet service in a lot of cases. Telephone lines. So, yeah, you can get cheap land. There's a lot of cheap land. You can as a matter of fact, there's recreational land out in, you know, right around Keene. You can just put in the Keene zip code or something like that and find, I don't want to quote anything, but about $1,000 an acre, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I always kind of figure that you get a lot of cheaper land out west than a highly populated state like New Hampshire on the East Coast.
Well, New Hampshire isn't that highly populated. It's not like the entire thing's an urban zone. In fact, most of it's woods. So there are only very few urban areas, and I mean, I don't even know if you can accurately label them as urban. The most populated area is Manchester, and that's only got 100,000 people in it. So there's not a lot of people out here. It's only 1.4 million people that live in the entire state.
Well, anyway, I was saying I was going to go into the maybe water waste treatment industry. Mm-hmm. I know, like, local water treatment plants and sewage treatment plants. I'd rather not work for a government job and, like, feel guilty about taking taxpayer money for my paycheck.
Well, it's a little bit different because those government agencies are funded usually 100% by the customers. So they, I don't know, they might
there's coercion enforced there because there are laws that say that they have to hook up to the water grid in the town
that's
where they
true.
Are.
But it's one of the less objectionable government agencies.
It is less objectionable than most. But if you in fact want that for your life, what you need to do is look for towns and municipalities that actually have private wastewater treatment.
They do exist.
They
do
exist.
I don't know if they're up here, and they might be.
I don't know where they are, but you need to do research in that if that's what your sort of goal is. It's an admirable one, and I certainly wouldn't try to dissuade you from it. But if you're going into wastewater, you're going into working for the government as an anarcho-capitalist.
Yeah, and if you are someone who loves freedom, I mean, you call yourself an anarcho-capitalist. I prefer the term free market, too. They're both very similar. But if you're somebody that loves freedom, there are some liberty lovers out west, but you're not going to be anywhere near them because it's just the states are so huge and the population centers are so spread apart. Here in New Hampshire, we can drive over. We're in the west side of the state. We can drive to the East Coast in, you know, a couple hours. So it's not hard to get anywhere here, and we're always in close proximity with other people that love freedom. So if you're looking to join a movement of people that really love liberty and all are living in it in relative proximity to one another, the Free State Project at this point in time is the only way to go for that.
Well, I assume that there's a lot of the wastewater treatment thing would be in the private industry because you have companies like Westinghouse. They all have wastewater treatment facilities. Do you have any kind of that stuff up there?
I don't know. That's as Mark said, you'll have to poke around and look at the different towns and look at their setups. I know that down in Florida, in Sarasota, there was an area of the city that was served by some private company based out of Orlando.
Hmm.
So it has been known to occur, but discovering what the situations are, that'll require you contacting each individual, probably the city or someone that lives in the city or the areas that you're looking at, and just kind of figure it out on your own. That's probably the best way to go about it. And best of luck when you're with your decision. There's no better time than at your point in life. You said he was a high school student. If you're in high school, what a great time to really start thinking about where you want to take the rest of your life. You want to move out west, or do you want to join the next Second American Revolution here in New Hampshire? Thanks for the call, dude.
I have one more comment about Ron
okay.
Paul.
Yes.
A lot of people are saying that he's not really a real libertarian because of his anti-immigration, anti-immigrant views.
Okay.
But he lives in Texas, and a lot of those people down there, a lot of them are, you know, I don't want to say racist, a lot of them are anti-immigrant. So even if he wasn't, he would probably have to say that he was anti-immigrant and put on a good show.
Yep, I believe that's what he's doing.
Voted in.
Yep, I believe that's what he's doing.
I've heard of, you know, I've heard him talk about immigration, and he's managed to play the line between, you know, sort of people who are more pro-freedom and less pro-freedom as far as immigration goes very, very well.
He's a politician, after all.
And essentially he says, oh, geez, I want to try to get the quote as close as I can, but... he says that if we get rid of welfare and those kind of things, then people are less likely to want to, you know, sneak across the border and take us for, you know, our money. And then at the same time, he suggests that we need to stop the flow of immigration and get our country in order, and then we could let him.
Yeah, I like the old Ron Paul from 1988, where he was just plain old libertarian on that issue and was absolutely in favor of open borders.
I don't think he could have gotten – I have to agree. I don't think he could have gotten elected with a, you know – without having some kind of immigration.
I understand, but it's just more evidence of what Benjamin's saying is true, in that Ron Paul, at one time, we know he believed in open borders, and now he's changed his tune. It's got to be political. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We continue with Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula. Paula, Florida, going once. Paula in Florida, going twice.
Hi.
Hello, Paula. What's on your mind?
Well, we just got, I don't know if you heard it, but all the farmers have shut down.
The farmers shut down,
all of them? Yeah, they didn't want to pay the export fees of having to stuff, you know, ship stuff out, you know, to other countries.
Mm.
And
so they shut down to where none of the people in America are going to be able to eat?
No, is that the food going out of the country, okay, they're going to be short on food, but they said that they had shut down, and I don't know exactly what they meant by shutting down, but I mean, they
said they
shut down.
Who said it?
It was on the news a while ago.
Yeah.
And so
they're not going to export their food. They're only going to sell it here in America?
Yeah.
So but they're voluntarily taking a cut in pay as a result of the regulations.
Yeah, well, they said they'd be out of food like within a week or so over there in Europe and Japan.
Hmm.
But anyway, I didn't know if y'all heard this on the news or not.
I haven't heard it.
Interesting development. What else is going on, Paula?
Well, they said that with the trucking situation, they said possibly the stores will be out of food by Friday.
But the stores are going to be out of food.
Wait, now, the stores in Europe and Japan? Or?
No, here.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
So we're not going to have
any
food.
I don't think
that's
going to happen,
huh?
Paula.
All right, everybody run to the grocery store tonight. It's going to be a food run. We're going to have to send people out, get some canned food, because I don't have the, you know, we're not
Mormons,
so we don't have the preparedness that we probably
should. See, the Mormons have a good idea. If you had canned foods right now, you wouldn't be worrying.
Paula, thanks for the call tonight. By the way, don't believe a word she says. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live, bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is happening April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person. KNOBCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com. 800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls, let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Guys, I'm afraid I'm going to run out of hot dogs by Friday, man.
Yeah, you're referring to Paula just calling in suggesting that all the grocery stores were going to run out of food because of the trucker strike.
I just had a couple other quick comments. I didn't really want to talk about much. I like listening to you guys, so I just wanted to say that, you know, whether you're pro chemtrail, or, I mean, I believe some of it, but what I just, you know, it's like all the time they call up and it's like, give me a break already.
Well, if you don't want them to call, don't bring it up. See, if no one brings it up, then it doesn't offend them. I think the chemtrail callers are more easily offended than, you know, some religious people out there. I mean, we've talked about there's some theological things on this show and have not been very friendly toward Christianity and the Bible in general. But yet, it never stirs up the religious people like it, like talking about the chemtrail issue stirs up the conspiracy kooks. So just, you know, better to not even mention it. That way they don't get it in their head to call in about it.
I have to agree totally. By the way, I just have one more thing. I watched an excellent movie tonight.
What's that?
It's called American Gangster in it.
Oh.
And it goes to show how the, I mean, it's like a true story, and it just, the government brings it in, just like in Vietnam, they were, the military was
drugs,
flying.
That is. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about that movie. It's a Ridley Scott film, and I look forward to seeing it. Thank you for the recommendation, Jeremy, and we appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You've got an email about the conspiracy stuff, Mark. I know that. We'll get to that.
You
here.
Want to get to that?
Okay. I want to, but I want to talk about the Swedish thing first, because I promised it on Saturday, and we never got to it, so get that ready. In the meantime, I think we are all, we're all timed out on the call, so let's continue and talk about the Swedish situation, where they are regulating people's pets to the point of insanity, right?
They are, and it just goes to show what a government can do when it, gets more and more intrusive, and
which is what it does.
More and more about what you're doing in your life. But we were talking about the Zap car, and I had like a paragraph that I wanted to read. Can I read that before the Swedish story?
Okay, go ahead. Right. The Zap car. This is an electric car, which is supposedly a big scam.
Well, sort of.
Wired.
I was looking into this. Now, Wired has a huge expose on this, and I recommend anybody who's interested in electric cars go and read this about the Zap company, because you'll want to know. I've been on the Zap website maybe 12 times in the past few months, because I was really thinking about getting one of these Zap Zebras. And here's one little paragraph. Even more crushing, Youssef, that's a guy who dropped down $100,000 to buy a dealership.
And it got basically taken.
Yeah. Okay. Discovered that all the electric Zebra sedan, all electric Zebra sedan did not come close to achieving the 40 mile per hour speed and the 40 mile range Zap claimed. In fact, the Zebra went about 34 miles an hour on very flat ground with the wind behind it.
So maybe it was 40 miles an hour downhill.
Perhaps. What Youssef says, it stalled on steep hills and, worst of all, had a range of less than 20 miles.
Wow.
When he complained that it would be impossible to sell an electric vehicle with such limited range, Youssef says that he was referred to the Zap dealer's liaison to a larger and more powerful battery set, and with that installed, the Zebra would go almost 40 miles per hour and travel nearly 40 miles in a single charge. That's a claim. I don't think he did it. Only they wanted us to pay for the battery upgrade out of our own pockets, recalls Youssef, who realized that after the expenses, he'd be making at most about $100 per vehicle.
Damn.
So really look into this Zap company before you go and buy one of these Zap Zebras.
Yep, due diligence. Let's continue with some phone calls here, and then we'll get to the Swedish thing. Okay. Let's talk to Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is that I just recently found out they're making a DNA database. They're taking our babies' blood, and they're just the government, Homeland Security, is taking this stuff, our DNA, which is our property. You know what I mean?
It couldn't be much more.
Without us, without telling us, and
is
all
this
the
at birth?
States. You know what I mean?
Is this happening at birth?
Yeah, it's happening at birth. It's been happening for a while.
Now, Mark, did this happen recently? You just had a son. Jack, little Jack, was born a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Did they take his DNA from him?
They didn't poke him in any way. I imagine what he's talking about is cord blood.
No. I'm talking about they're not going to tell you, and then you're not going to see it. But they do take blood samples.
Don't you think that there? I would, for one thing, Jack never left my sight. And this is, and I took some precautions. I didn't have my child in a hospital. Mm-hmm. I had him in a birthing center.
Good idea.
Set up like a home. But, I would encourage parents that, yeah, I do think that the people in the hospital really do think they know better what's going on with your kid than you do. They think that immunization is the way to go. Maybe you think that, maybe you don't. That's a decision you need to make. They think that circumcision is the way to go. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. They think that Social Security numbers are the way to go. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. And these people will be making decisions for you, and they'll do them for your own good.
I think this is definitely something people should be concerned about, Justin, and I heard that it was going on in the UK. I was not aware it was happening quite yet here in America.
All the states are happening. Yeah, one state is really fighting Minnesota, but is really fighting to get this over with. You should look up on YouTube DNA Warehouse.
Mm.
Look up at that DNA Warehouse, and you will see that just about every state has, like, they don't even tell the parents. They just do it anyway.
Interesting. Thank you for the call tonight, and appreciate you bringing that to our attention. As I said, the UK is quite far along on this. They already have a national database of all kinds of different information on young people in the UK. And, of course, they want to, naturally, as government programs always do, they want to expand the amount of information in that database. And I believe they're expanding into the world of DNA.
Right. Anytime they can get a little information, they want to get more and more. And if you ask yourself, well, what's the big deal about the government having this information? Couldn't they use it for some good purposes? Well, remember that the government is a fiction, and it's really just a group of people who are willing to do business through force. And would you want a group of people, would you want Walmart collecting your DNA information?
Who would want that?
That'd be bizarre and weird, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Who the hell are these people to be collecting your DNA information?
I don't know who they are. So this is one of the reasons why it's important to look at what other countries are doing, because those bad ideas tend to get shared around between the bureaucrats. They spot one country or one locality doing something that's tyrannical and awful, and they say, darn it, why didn't I think of that? I'll introduce this in my area. And so then they go and they spread these bad ideas around. We'll continue talking about that here in a moment, but let's continue with your calls. Eric in California, listening on KCAA, is on the line. Hello, Eric.
How are you?
Hi, doing great. What's on your mind?
Did you guys hear the other day they came out with a listing of the safest and most dangerous states? New Hampshire happened to rank as the safest state in the country.
Yeah, and
normally it's in the top three.
Recently, they also rated them as having one of the most ineffective governments in the United States.
Thank goodness.
Now, isn't this amazing that you can, have the safest state in America, and B, have the most ineffective government? What does that tell you about government? Government is dangerous.
You got it.
Getting back on the topic of New Hampshire, one of the... what I found one of the major drawbacks in terms of attracting people there outside of the cold weather, the property tax rate is very high in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And that's one of the, what I've seen is one of the major,
Well, here's what I would recommend as a solution to that. Move to New Hampshire and don't pay the property taxes.
You'll have people here that are doing it with you.
There will be people that will join with you in that. I'm looking for people to join with on that particular issue. And even those who aren't ready to make that plunge.
Get a few people together, I'll do it too.
Even those who aren't ready to make that plunge, they'll still be out there to support you. They'll still be out there to help you as well. So that's what I recommend. That's what I want to see happen here. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says... I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Evacor and receive Boost just for trying Evacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from 2-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Fly, bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. Get yourself some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. I see, Mark, you and I, just by total coincidence, happen to be wearing the Free Talk Live zippered style hoodie.
Yeah, I do like the zippered hoodie. It's more like a little cardigan. It's my Mr. Rogers look.
I like it, too. My head has a little bit of trouble fitting in the hoodie of the pullover style one, so It's actually more comfortable for me.
Big old noggin.
Yeah. Anyway. Continuing here.
I do like it. It's a nice quality zipper and everything like that. I make no money off of this, so the endorsement to get the sweatshirt here is completely of my own.
If it makes you feel any better, we're not making much money either. The store is yet to turn a profit.
Nobody's making money on that.
So store.freetalklive.com. It's not because we're not selling things. We are selling things. It's just not a whole hell of a lot
of things.
At this
point, it's seed money for, to be able to hold on, get larger product.
Yeah, it's basically a large marketing effort for the show, essentially. It's an excuse for us to get our gear into your hands, but unfortunately, it's not going to make anybody rich anytime soon. But nonetheless, buy some stuff at store.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet the answer to losing your extra pounds? Is working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures. Read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
Now, are these the same people as the other website?
FTL Discount? Yeah, he thought that FTL Discount would be better to use for Free Talk Live. And I, in fact, think that that little jingle that I just sang, which is on the Ridley Report.
Credit to Dave Ridley.
Actually, it's not Dave Ridley. It's his friend JJ who did it.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember JJ's last name off the top of my head. But he did it, and it's a great little jingle, and I think that it's probably a good idea to use the notfatanymore.com website.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your phone calls. Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave, Montana, going once.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, I just heard your son was born. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I helped deliver my son, and after that experience, I think everybody should experience this by the time they're 14, you should witness a couple of births and be involved in one, and I think we'd have a whole different world. I know in other parts of the world that's what happens, you know, because I think in America, birth has been, like, stolen from the family.
Yeah, it's really turned into to more of a medical thing, and the father is really relegated to the
sidelines. Same with death, too.
Yeah, that's true. It's very antiseptic.
And they make tons of money off of them. See, it could be much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that way, too, but better and healthier for families, I think.
Dave, when you say you helped, did you help like I did? You ran around kind of yelling and pulling on your hair?
Excuse me?
Did you help like I did? You kind of ran around and,
no,
and
helped,
pulled on your
I
hair?
No, I helped out. I cut the cord.
I did cut the cord, but
we went,
I said, stop
we
running around and screaming, cut the cord.
Rigmarole. We were having a home birth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
oh,
her blood pressure shot up, and my midwife says, by law, we got to go to the hospital. So we loaded up. My son was crowning already and everything.
Wow.
And so we rushed him to the hospital. She picked this wrong door to get in. I almost busted down the door. That's another thing. I think fathers, for the first day, should have like a special little hat, and you just get out of his way and let him go do what he's got to do. You know? Because I had to get to the store, you know, and get some stuff because he came like a week early and everything.
Oh, so you're saying that the special hat should like let you cut in line and
the
stuff?
Madman.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. You know, like get out. I was starting ready to throw people out of the way, you know, because I had to get back, you know, and. I think, or a sash, you know, fathers for the first 24 hours should have, like, a sash. Just,
yeah, there should absolutely be a new father ascot.
Nuts,
absolutely.
You know. And talking about a whole bunch of people, I can't believe out of 300 million people, man, the three people running for president we got, you know, it's insulting.
Well, Ron Paul's still out there. He's still running, and the Libertarians will be throwing their hat in the ring here soon. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Great call tonight. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, you were telling me during the break, since Dave brought it up, that the whole baby thing, you were telling me that you definitely feel differently, don't you? I mean, you come home, you want to go and run and see the baby. I mean, what are some of the things that are a little different about your life already?
Besides
the fact that you're sleeping in the middle of the kitchen floor.
I am sleeping in the middle of the kitchen floor. For all the people who snickered and chortled that I might have to get up in the middle of the night, I have not yet had to get up in the middle of the night to take care of the baby. The deal with my wife was, if she's in, you know, relatively normal health, if she wasn't dying, then she had to get up and take care of the baby. In exchange, she doesn't have to work. So
that's,
I mean,
not too shabby.
Right.
That's a good deal.
Basically, she signed up for, you know, like a firefighter for the next next couple of years or whatever it is. You know,
full-time mom.
She is. Yeah. And so it's not a terrible deal for her. And in exchange, I want my sleep. I need my sleep. I make the money. You know, those kind of things. So I haven't had to get up in the middle of the night, but however, I am sleeping in the middle of the kitchen floor because it's the only unoccupied room beside... you know, it's the farthest room from the baby, and he does, you know, he starts howling in the middle of the night. I have the earplugs in, and I sleep on an inflatable mattress, so there you go.
All right.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, so
it's okay.
So it's not that she booted you out of the bed or anything like that. This was your kind of choice?
Well, she did mention today that it's kind of nice. She's got a giant California king-size bed, latex mattress, you know, that she and the baby sleep on.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls and talk to Mike in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, you'll find something new about that child.
What's that?
You'll find you'll be more overprotective and obsessive about it than your elders were.
How so?
Oh, especially like my first child, my wife, she was in labor 11 hours.
Yeah. Well,
that was a tough one.
About how long my wife was in.
I found myself overprotective more than my parents were.
Yeah, I to me it's the most valuable thing I've ever had.
Oh,
it
man.
Seems like it's such a fragile, valuable little thing that I don't know much about. So
I was always wondering why my parents were concerned about things about me. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably didn't understand the extent of it when you were young, how overprotective they actually were, and they might have been more overprotective than you realized.
Yeah.
Unless they abused you, in which case that'd be a different story.
No.
So what else is on your mind, son?
This blood storage thing.
The what?
I mean, I don't understand, you know, when they take the DNA from the blood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people have acquired ailments anyways from our environment, right?
They what? And we've acquired
leukemia. How about leukemias and anemias and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that most of that from our environment and our diet in any way?
Good question. I don't think anyone really knows where that comes from. I couldn't tell you.
I grew up with a lot of people with anemia and leukemia, and I've always wondered when I was young how I was going to cure that.
I don't know about that.
They use a DNA database for that sort of thing, too, and glaucoma and all that other...
I don't know. I don't know what they're using the database for, and I don't really care what their excuse is or what their reasoning is. Yeah. I don't think it's right, and it's intrusive and it's invasive, and it's certainly all of that if they're doing it without people's permission. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's one thing to ask someone to participate in a DNA collection program.
Well, people
are participating in demanded
at these cord blood programs.
What is cord blood?
I don't know. We didn't do it because I don't want for that very reason, I don't want the child's DNA being recorded someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, blood from the umbilical cord is valuable in some way, shape, or form to someone or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it can be particularly valuable to the child itself for some reason, but I don't know anything beyond that.
You know, Dave mentioned how disappointing the presidential candidates out there were, and there is somebody else who's running now as a libertarian, which is, we were kind of shocked to hear that he joined the Libertarian Party, Mike Gravel,
mm-hmm.
the former Democrat, now joined the Libertarian Party, and we asked ourselves, is this guy all of a sudden, did he discover principle? Does he understand liberty now?
Right.
Well, one of our listeners, Curry, in New York State, went to a presentation at Cornell Law School by Mike Gravel and got to hear from the horse's mouth. And no, he is in no way a libertarian. He's with us on some issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's good on the war on drugs, and he's anti-IRS, and you know he doesn't like the Patriot Act. But he's also very much in favor of all kinds of lefty agenda stuff, promoting democracy and just all the, you know, simple run-of-the-mill stuff. In fact, Curry wrote this extremely long email. At the very end, he says he thinks that Gravel would score 100% on personal freedoms on the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take at quiz.freetalklive.com. But he only thinks he'd probably score 20 to 30% on the economic freedom axis, which puts him in the left territory. He says he reminds me more of Nader or Kucinich than Ron Paul. So the questions remain, why in the world has Gravel joined the Libertarian Party? Why did the Libertarian Party accept his membership? And why is he now running for president under the LP banner? He says, I think the answer is obvious. He's looking for more attention, and he wants to sell more books. He said he apparently was plugging the hell out of his book sales while he was there at Cornell, and he wants to be relevant still. He's a washed-up politician. Hour 3's on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
It's progressive.